For the Gemara Pshita, Avada, like she's a Zoyna, Avada, she's also the Kohen. The Rashi says, Zoyna, she was a nacious ish that lived with another man. Avada, she's a Zoyna, she's also the Kohen. So the Gemara says, the Chiddush is, Bas Levi min amais yitzvichle. That's the Chiddush. That if a Bas Levi, she becomes poshut, she can't eat maisa, that's a big Chiddush. So Gemara Sakash, Taka, why? O Bas Levi min amais mimifsla bisnus. Does she become plus, even if a bas levi had znus, does that pasla that she cannot eat maaser rishon anymore? For Tanya we learned, leviya shenispis, a leviya that was captured by the goyim, or shenivula bilas nus, or else the goyim we know mamish live with her, is noistin la maaser, via chelis, you're still allowed to give a maaser, she could eat it. So even though she became a zoyna, we see a bas levi could still eat maaser. So why talk here, don't we let her eat maaser? It's kenas. Since this bas levi got married to another husband, and the rabbanon only let her do it if she really checks out. But here, obviously, she didn't check out so good because the husband was alive. So she like did something wrong. The rabbanon made a kenas. She cannot eat maisa. And bas kohen in a truma. If she's a bas kohen, she's not allowed to eat truma right now. The chumra, why not? There it is. And the chiddush is afilu truma the rabbanon. Even Truma Madrabbanan, the Rabbanan made a kenas here that just like a Bas Leviya cannot eat a Maaser Rishon who adin a Bas Kohen, she becomes Psula with this Nus, and she's also not allowed to eat Truma. And not only Truma the Raisa, but even Truma the Rabbanan. That's the Chiddush. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Tzadik Aleph from an Aleph on top. The second two dots. The Mishnah says what? V'yein yorshim shelzeh, v'yorshim shelzeh yorshim subosa. Again, where the wife got married to a second husband because she thought the first husband died. So the loch is, neither husband yashin the ksuba. V'yein yorshim shelzeh, yorshim shelzeh yorshim subosa. So where's the kasha, ksuba maya vidito? Where is the ksuba here? We learned before, fakert, there's no ksuba. We learned before that such an isha, that since she got married to a second husband, only with an eidechod, the rabbanan said there's no ksuba. So if there's no ksuba, we have to have him in to say someone should yashin. Like when she dies, to say her kids don't yashin her. Pshita, there's no ksuba at all. Sumar says, Amarapopo ksubas bonin dichrin. There's a special aloha of ksubas bonin dichrin. That's a case, let's say an isha gets married. The Gemara and Ksuba Yitzchon made a special takana. Like this, a father is afraid to give in the dunya a present to his daughter when she gets married. Because she figures when she gets married, what's going to happen when she dies? The husband yashins her. The husband takes over all the Yerusha. So if the father will give his daughter a big present, he'll go away to the husband, and her kids won't see it. So Rabbanan made a takana to say that the kids that she have from a husband, they have to yashin the Ksuba. Even in the case, let's say she dies, and the husband gets another wife and has more kids. And then when the husband dies, the chur, all the kids, yashin the father equally. There's a special takonim that the ksuba that was supposed to go to the first mother, her kids yashin that. Even though the husband yashined his wife when she died. So when his wife died, the father yashined it. Now when he dies, her kids are supposed to yashin the ksuba. So that's called ksubis bana dichrin. So, the Mara says, Pshita, that's also, there's no ksuba. So Mara says, no, Madatem, I would have thought, Ledido, Diavdi, Isura, Konsu, Rabbonin. She that didn't Issa, the Rabbonin made a Knas, she does not get a ksuba. But maybe Lazara, Lekonsu, Rabbonin, but maybe her kids that didn't do anything wrong, so maybe after the husband dies, her kids should Yarshin, her ksuba. Kamashmla, no, that the Rabbonin made such a fatakon here, that even the ksubas, Bonadichar, and the kids, from her, don't have a right to yashin the ksuba. The rabbanan canceled her completely. She has no ksuba at all. Then it says, Ochiv shozem, the yochiv shozem, cholzim loy miyavmin. In the case again, when she had two husbands, and then the husband dies, so both of them, midirabbanan, both of them, the case of yavim, they had no children, so the brothers only make chalitza, not yibim. So more says like this, Ochiv shel rishon chelos midiraisa. The first husband, he lamaisa still married to midiraisa. He didn't give her a get, he died. So lamaisa, his brother has a mitzvah yibum midiraisa. So he has to give chalitza midiraisa. The Mishnah says that the Tanakhama holds that his brother cannot make Yibum, can't marry her. That's only Midrabbanan. Midrabbanan, he can't do it since she has a second husband. Ochiv Shalsheni, now the second husband, when he dies, his brother that has to make Yibum, Ochlitza, is Chalitz Midrabbanan. It's only the Rabbanan de Katakona. Because really, this second husband is not married to her. Because really, since the first husband is still alive, so she's an Ashes Ish to the first one, she has no right to get married to a second husband. The Kedushin is not even Chal. So really, when the second husband dies, there's no Chalitza at all. But Midrabbanan, though, they left it to look as if he is married to her. So Midrabbanan, his brother has to give a Chalitza. For Loi Miyabim, why is there no Mitzvah Yibum? Loi Midiraisav, Loi Midrabbanan. That means Midiraisav, Sheet is no Mitzvah Yibum. Because Midiraisav is not a brother. And the Chiddush is even Midrabbanan also, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. There's no Mitzvah to marry him. So the second, so both of them give Chalitza. The first one does it Midiraisav, and the second one only does it Midrabbanan. Okay, just look at the Mishnah again. Now the next part of the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yaisi, from here on, they start arguing. In the middle of Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Ksubosi al Nichse Ba'al Rishon. Rabbi Yossi says, no, in such a case, where there was Neidecha that the first husband died, and she got married to a second husband, so Amayis, even after when the first husband is still alive, she's still married to the first one. And the first one has to give her Ksuba. Ksubosi al Nichse Ba'al Rishon. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Lezer Yomer, Harishon, Zakorim Tsiyose. He says, even a bigger Kiddush. Not only the Chur is there a Ksuba, but even the first husband also gets her Metzias over Maisi Yodela over Forest and Doriha. That it's Kamatla, she's still his wife, and therefore whatever she works, her Maisi Yodayim goes to the first husband, and no one then a Forest and Dorim also. Rabbi Shimon, Noem of Shimon says a bigger Kiddush, that the Yosech Lisosam Yoko Sharisha and Patera Sarosa. That Rabbi Shimon says, Mamish, the first one is the husband, and therefore when he dies, his brother has a mitzvah yibum, and he's allowed to be miyabma. He could even make beer with her. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. Because the next man yibum will hold by place. The second husband is like not the husband, and the real husband is the first one. And therefore, the first one has all these dinim that the ksuba goes upon the first husband, and he taka gets the mitzvahs, and he can even make yibum his brother. So, kitzur, there are three man yibum here. There's Rabbi Yossi, that's the only about ksuba. Then there's Rabbi Shimon. It says. Then there's Rabbi Lezer, it says about the mummin, that the Mitzias and the Maisi also goes to the first husband. And then the third man, Yom, is Rabbi Shimon, it says the biggest Kiddush, that the first one's brother, when the first one dies, his brother could even be Miyabna. That's these three dargis here. So more says like this. Rabbi Yossi Yom, Ksubos, and Nechse Baila. Omer Rafuna, Bas Roi, Moidele Kamoi. The next two man, the Yom, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon, both agree to Rabbi Yossi. In other words, one is saying a bigger chiddush than the other one. But Kamoi, the first one, Rabbi Yossi, loy moidel abasroi, he does not agree to the next one. So we'll soon see why. Now what's the hezbo? Rabbi Shimon moidel el Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Shimon, the last man the Yom, that said that the brother could even make yibum, holds like Rabbi Loza. De ma bia, diyiki sura lekonis, maduch to make bia, like the second, when the first husband dies, his brother could be miyabim her. The Rabbanon did not make any takono, lekonis, the kol shchei mitziyoso, maisi yodeh demamainhu. So for sure, Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Lezer that the first husband gets the mitziyas and the maisi yodayim of his wife. That means if she works, or if she finds a mitziyas, she has to give it to the first husband. For Rabbi Lezer though, loy moed love Rabbi Shimon, but the first one's not agreed to the last one. Rabbi Lezer argues on Rabbi Shimon. Why? He holds mitziyoso, maisi yodeh demamainhu, lekonis. That if the wife makes money, or she finds a mitziyah, that they hold goes back to the first husband, because it's only a moment, it's only about money. So lekonis, Rabbanon doesn't make any kenas. Avubia, but in the case where the first husband dies, if you want his brother to be miyabim, that's a shalav via di suruhu konis. To make a bia, there the Rabbanon made a kenas. So the kitzur, Rabbi Lezer does not agree to Rabbi Shimon. But for Tavayu, both Rabbi Lezer and both Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Yossi, they both agree to Rabbi Yossi's svara. That what? Like svara like this. Hani diyas v'tusei lekonus. Maduch Rabbi Lezer says that the Maisi Yodayim and the Mitzias, haste while they're still living together, still goes to the first husband. He does not make a kenas. V'chol shchein ksuba to lemishka lemeifakoi avad and avada ksuba. Like, when do you give a ksuba? Either you give her a get, or else the husband dies. So ksuba, it's no gay to get rid of them. For sure, the first husband has to pay the ksuba. Because that's still the halacha of the Mishnah. They all agree it's supposed to be taitzeh mizeh mizeh. Like midrabbanan, the first husband still has to give her a get. We're only saying if he does not give her a get, calls the money, didn't give her a get, they hold that the ma'is yadayim and the mitzias still go to the first husband. But I call upon him, the ksuba, that's for sure the first husband has to pay. Because the ksuba pertains to when he gets rid of her. And that's what the rabbanan wants, so for sure the ksuba goes. This is the first trap to learn. That the first ones disagree with the second ones, and the second ones agree to the ones before. And for Rabbi Yossi, Lai Maidalu, Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree to the Basaroi. Why? For this Svara. Ksuba de la Mishkala Meifaku. A ksuba, when do you give it? When you get rid of your wife? To Lykonis, on that Rabbanu did not make any knas, did not stop it. Avalhani, but the next halach is, the Yas Vatusei, calls the man, your wife is still living with you, and you want to say if she works, or if she finds a mitziah, she has to give it to the first husband, that Konis, that Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi argues on the next Mandi Yomim. That's the way Rafuna says. Now, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said the Svar is just the opposite. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Kamoi, Moidele Basroi. The first one, Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, agrees to the next ones. But Basroi, Loi Moidele Kamoi. The last ones do not agree to the first one. Those Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shimon do not agree to Rabbi Yossi. What's the just Svar? Just the opposite. What's the Svara? Rabbi Yossi, Moidele and Rabbi Leza. Rabbi Yossi agrees that Rabbi Yossi says that the ksuba, the first husband has to pay. So he also agrees that calls them on the living together, the wife has to give a husband, the first husband, the Ma'at Yadayim and the Mitzias. Why? Ksuba de Medidei Ledidah Lekonis Madach Ksuba, which is from him to her. They did not consent to kol shchein mitziyoso ma'is yodeo dimadidol ledidei. Avada, they should not stop the wife from having to give a husband the ma'is yodeim and the mitzias, because that's from her to him. Like, really, who did something wrong here? She did something wrong. Like, she was the one that got married to another husband without checking out really carefully if the first husband's alive or not. So really, the one to get the kanash should be her. So if Yossi holds that if the husband has to pay her the ksuba, so for sure then we want the lady like to have to pay things back to the husband, because she's the one that did wrong, so she should lose out. So Madach Rav Yossi says she doesn't lose the ksuba, she's going to have to lose her ma'is yadayim and the mitzias, that will have to go to the first husband. Versus Rav Lezer, Loi Moidel, Rav Lezer doesn't agree. Mitzayaso ma'isiyu dehu dimedidol ledidol loikonis. True, Rav Lezer holds that the mitzias and the ma'isiyu dayim, the isha should have to give away. That we want. We want the isha to lose out. Avu ksuba, but that she should get a ksuba. That the dimedidei ledidol. That goes from him to her. Konis. That Rabbanu made a knas. Those Rabbanu don't want her to gain on the deal. Lo knas is that she did an isha, so we want her to lose out. So it's a svara she should lose the ksuba. But that Rav Lezer says that if she finds something or she makes money, has to go to the husband, that's good. That we want her to lose out. And v'tavayu moidlele Rav Shimon. Both could agree to Rav Shimon. Umahani demichayim. Loikansi maduch, when they're still married, they're still alive. They don't make these takonis. We let the din go. That is a ksuba. Or there's a ma'at yadayim. So bia, where's the shayla of bia of yibum? The liyacham isa, it's only after the husband dies. Is like kol shchein. For sure, they all agree, the rabbanon, that do not make any knasim. Like madach, they hold when they're alive and married. There are not knasim. Like Rabbi Yossi says, the ksuba doesn't have to pay. Rabbi Lezer says, the ma'at yadayim and the mitzias go to the husband. So you see, they didn't take away, they didn't make a knas. They left alochis. So pshita, when he dies, when the husband dies, like it's all over now, pshita the rabbanon should not make any kenosis. So therefore, the left the din is that midiraisa, the first husband was the husband, and when he dies without children, there should be a mitzvah yibum. So everybody agrees to Rabbi Shimon that there is a mitzvah yibum. Like all shechein. So that's why the first ones agree to the last ones. But the other way, for Rabbi Shimon, the last one, loy maidelhu, they don't agree, he doesn't agree to the first ones. I'll tell you like this. Be Yehuda liyacha misa. When is the mitzvah yibum nogeyatu? Only after the husband dies. So in that lekarnis, then Rabbanan didn't make any kanas, like the marriage is over anyway. So Mel, they left on the din Torah that the first husband was really married to her, and the first husband's brother should make yibum. Avalhani, Mashenkin calls the man they're married together though, the Mechaim, they're still alive, Karnis, Reb Shimon knows, then they didn't make a kanas. Those Rabbanan want that she did in this year, so Rabbanan want her to get a get to get out, so they don't make no mitzias, no maisi daim, no ksuba. So therefore, Reb Shimon does not agree to the first ones. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says like this, Nisei Shlei Bishus, let's say she got married without permission, which means without permission of Bezdin, which means two Eidim came. Let's say two Eidim came and told the lady that your husband died, we saw your husband died. So in such a case, when two Eidim tell her, she has a right to believe them, and she's allowed to get married. And therefore what? Even if the first husband is still alive, she's mutter to the first husband. That's called like an onus. She's an onus by getting married to the second husband, that when the first husband, we find out, is still alive, she goes back to the first husband, she's mutter to him. Amarav hu namarav. Haki yukasa. That's the halacha taka. That she has a right to go back to the first husband. In other words, she's called an onus, like she was forced to be with the second husband. But she didn't do mirats and go away from the first husband. Omalei Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, Ganva genuva lom lechulik. What do you have to steal for? Yisrir lechulik Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the one that says it in the Mishnah. So if you all like Rabbi Shimon, ey malachuk Rabbi Shimon, why don't you say clearly, that's the halacha, you should have said, Rav Huna should have said, Rav Huna Amarav should have said, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Then in the case when she got married because two eidim told the husband died, then she's mutter to the first husband. Dishmaticha, Rabbi Shimon Kozlo, because your halacha is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon of the Mishnah is the one that says this. That when does the Mishnah say Taitza Mizer Mizer? Only when there was only one Eid Echad saying the husband died. But when we have two Eidim saying the husband died, and then she got married to a second husband, and then the first husband came back, the Maisa, that's called the big onus, and she's mutter to the first husband. So it's a kasha in Avuna Marav, why didn't you say Kli Halacha Rabbi Shimon? Skumar says, V'chitem, maybe you'll answer me like this. Do you know why Rav didn't say that? Because if I would have said halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, mashma filu b'kamaisa, even in Rabbi Shimon's first halacha, Rabbi Shimon's first halacha was that in the case of an eid echad and the husband dies, there is a mitzvah yibum. So if he would have said stam halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, I would have thought even in his first halacha, that when the first husband dies, his brother could make bia. Is so that's why he didn't want to say halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. For the Gemara now is still a kasha. But Eima, why didn't you say halacha k'Rabbi Shimon b'achreina? You should have said though halacha k'Rabbi Shimon second halacha. The Rabbi Shimon says two halachas in the Mishnah. Where it's a neidechad, he says there's a mitzvah yibum. And then he says, you should know, but when she got married with two eidim, then she's mutter to the first husband. So why didn't you just say, Lach Rebbe Shimon v'achreina, kasha and echnami? That's a little kasha in Rav Huna Marav. But kasha always means a little of a question, but it's not a tiyufta, like it's not the biggest kasha. And the Churi didn't want to say that way, not to get mixed up. But a little of a kasha it is. Mor says, Omer Rav Sheshis, Amina I say, kinayim b'shochiv, Rav Omer l'hoshmaitito. That Rav Paskins like this with two Eidim, she's mutter to the first husband, he said it when he was dozing off. Kinoyim v'shachim means he wasn't all there. In other words, he made a mistake. As he said it when he was dozing off. Why? Because halacha mechlal depligi. You say halacha is like this, mashma, somebody argues that somebody else, even though she got married with two Eidim, still when the first husband we find out is still alive, she's also to him. That's why you have to say halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, halacha that it's mutter, and whenever you say halacha, mashmet samach like is one way or the other way, and you say halacha is this way. For the Gemara, my hevel mevad, men asonso, like how can anybody argue on this? What do you mean halacha? Who argues on this? It's an honest gomer. In a case where she heard from two eidim that her husband died, so she's an honest. What else should have she done? Two eidim say your husband dies, you're allowed to get married. So how could anybody argue on this? So why does Rav Huna Amarav have to say halacha, mashmet samachleikis? There should be no machleikis. For Yoytanya, we also learned like this. Kol aroyish shabatoyra. All the aroyish in the Torah. Ein tzriches semenu get. You don't have to give a get. In other words, if you get married to one of the aroyis, that the Kedushin is not chal, halacha is you don't need a get. Like the Kedushin is not chal. If you get married to your sister, you don't need a get. The Kedushin is not chal. Chutz is only one case excluding. Chutz meishis ish. She nisa sal pi bezdin. that wasn't in our case of the Mishnah, a lady that was married, that an Eidecha came and told her your husband died, and she got married to a second husband. So now when we find out the first husband is still alive, the second husband has to give her get. Like our Mishnah says, take to Mizem, Mizem, they have to give her get. So the Diyuk is, Al Pi Bezdin, who the boy Gita? Mashmona, because she got married with a heter of Bezdin, means only one Eidecha was there, and Bezdin gave her the heter. But Al Pi Eidim, Loi boy Gita. But Mashmona, if she got married because two Eidim told her husband died, then she would not have to get a get. His luchur mani, who does this go like? Elaimer, Rabbi Shimon, because it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, Al Pi Bezdin, mi boy get. Does Rabbi Shimon say you have to give a get even Al Pi Bezdin? For a time, it was not like this. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, also Bezdin by Rosen. When Bezdin gave a psak, like here, let's say an Eidechod came and told the lady your husband died. So Bezdin gives her after they get married. And she got married. And then we find out the first husband is alive. So Rabbi Shimon says they made it, Kizodin Ish Beisha. As if Mamish, they got married Bezodin. It's like Mamish, a lady that's married, gets married to a second husband. And the Loch Rid is not Chal at all. Al Pi Eidim, let's say though the Isha got married because of Eidim, two Eidim came and told her that your husband died and that's why she got married, then the din is, Keshigas Ish Bisha. Then we consider she's like a Shoigik, she's like an Anusa, she was an honest, she didn't realize, because she has the right to believe two Eidim. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Idiv Yidi, in both cases you should know, Loi Boy Get, that from the second husband she does not need to get. And Rabbi Shimon argues in our Mishnah. In a case where she's still married to the first husband, he's still alive. And in between, she got married to a second husband. That midiraisa, pshita, the kedushin is not chal. Midiraisa, she's still married to the first husband. The second kedushin means nothing. Our Mishnah just says, midirabanan though, sigzera, you have to get a get from the second one. But here, Rabbi Shimon says clearly, loy boy get. So, kids, who does the ratio go like over here? Elo lav rabbanan, you have to go according to rabbanan. So you see clearly, even according to Rabbonin, that when she got married with two Eidim, it's Mamish Muta. It says, Al-Pi-Beis Eidim, Loi Boi Gita, Mashma, Rabbonin also agree, like Mehevel Lemevet, what could have she done? So that's the Kashim Afunam Arav, what do you mean, Halach is like this, Pshita, nobody argues. Smur says, no. Le'ol Amatayu Rabbi Shimon, really this whole price only goes according to Rabbi Shimon. But maybe the Rabbonin argue. The other Rabbi Shimon, he answer like this: Rabbi Shimon Aimer, also Bezdin by Rosan. When Bezdin passed in the smuta, like by an echad, ki kavonas ish peisha, like when a man, when an isha got married to a second husband, a kavona, oh boy, get and echnami bigarish, you do have to have a get. Al piyedim, kishlei be kavon ish peisha, blei boy get. Only when she gets married, al pi to edim, then she does not need a get. So the kids said, maybe this only goes according to Rabbi Shimon over here, and maybe the Rabbanan argue. So now this wouldn't be a big raya. We have a Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says like this, Linyan Isur Katani. Here, it's only talking about Isur, we're not talking about Get. About Get, we're not talking about. The what? Vochikom, this is what I meant to say. Osu Bezdin by Rosen. When Bezdin Paskin through an Eidechu that she's let her get married, Kizodin Ish Bisha. It's considered like if she got married to a second husband, and later we find out the first husband is alive, it's like she did a Bemezid. She was living with another person. O Misra Abayla. And therefore she's like a Soita, that a Koponim Midirabon, and she's also to her first husband. What about our Piedim? Let's say she got married with after two Eidim came and told her that her first husband died. Then when she gets married to her second husband, it's called Kishigas Ishbisha Vule Misra Baila. And then when the first husband comes back and is really alive, we say she's mutter to the first husband. Even though she lived with another man in between, that's called like an onus that she's mutter. That's what we're talking about here. But if you need to get or not, that we're not talking about. So the kids again, there's no right the Rabbanan argue.